Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right. From the Town Fair Tire Studio, Felger and Maz here on 98.5, a sports hub simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Felger and Maz presented by DraftKings. It may be the end of the world, but it's also summertime, so that means a lot of vacation time is being used up. So no Mike Felger, no Tony Maz. Instead, it's a Murray tag team this afternoon. Yours truly, Jim Murray in the A-hole chair, joined by Joe Murray in the Maz chair and handling the headlines on a re-entry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Hey, Joe, hi.
Hey, Jim. Welcome back. I know you had a whole week off. You picked a good week to be off.
Yeah, I guess. As Joe mentioned, I haven't been here since last Monday when it was all Cam Newton all the time. I still have some things I'd like to get off my chest in regard to him joining the Patriots, and more specifically, the ridiculous blowback that this show in particular took for some, I thought, completely innocuous commentary about him. But that's the crazy world we now live in. Were you in at all? Were you in the mornings?
I was here all week in the mornings.
Okay.
We did react to the Felger and Maz show making it to ESPN. I believe it was First Take or whatever the show was. Maybe we can replay that later on today and get your thoughts on it. But for the most part, though, like this weekend had a few news dumps, but today. Like, I'd rather have fun with you and talk about what we did on 4th of July weekend and what we ate and what we drank than actually get into real sports talk, but there's a few things that are out there.
Yeah, we can do that, too, because it's to do 4 hours of nonstop, like, hard sports. It ain't me, I know it ain't you, and there's not that much after we touch on the few things that do need to be touched on. And with that, I do want to actually start baseball, which is my fourth sport, and that's putting it mildly. Because I think there's been notable opt-outs here, specifically David Price, who, of course, we all know and mostly, I think, detest, and rightfully so, for his mostly bitchy tenure here as a member of the Red Sox. And, yeah, I hold all the cards now, and fine, he proved us wrong, but then still couldn't help himself with Dennis Eckersley on his way out the door. So he opts out yesterday, and, you know, all up on my Twitter feed, Joe, was like, can you believe this? Of course. God, you saw this coming. David Price, he's a bitch. Like, all the same kind of thing, and whether it's him or Ryan Zimmerman. Who was it today? It was Nick Markakis of the Atlanta Braves.
Ian Desmond.
Yeah, and Nick Markakis said some pretty interesting stuff, and we'll play that clip in a little bit. But whether it's him or and even some of the stuff that Gordon Hayward has said, you know, who now has yet another child on the way, like the Philip Rivers of the NBA, he's going to, you know, go and be with his wife when she is about to deliver if the Celtics happen to be in the playoffs as they start up in Orlando. I don't damn any of these guys. And, you know, maybe I'm letting some of my Twitter followers down like, oh, bash Price, do the voice. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. All right, like David Price might be a DB, and I'm glad that he's gone. But whether it's him or even the most, you know, depth player, Z-level player you've never heard of, I don't blame any of these guys, Joe, for opting out of their respective sports because of the state of the world, fears of coronavirus, not want to bring it home. And I feel like maybe there's been a bit of a change here, and I want to get the temperature of how the audience and fans feel, in that because we're so close to these sports returning, that people are starting to get a little bit pissed. And I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be that guy, even if it's someone I really don't like that much, like David Price. I don't blame any of these guys for opting out because of health concerns or concerns. Maybe they want to be out in the streets and, you know, protesting and trying to, you know, have social justice reform and Black Lives Matter. And they want to support that, like whatever it is, because of the state of the world. I'm not going to get on any player, no matter who it is, even David Price, if they're saying, you know what, this ain't for me this year. It's too weird.
Well, I think they were given an out to begin with. So if a lot of these guys don't want to play, that's their own opinion. I know that Mike Leake was basically, he's like, I'm not going to make any money. Forget it. I don't want to play this year. Again, Ian Desmond, I know he had his social rights or whatever. He feels like he shouldn't come back. If David Price doesn't want to play, you know, I think it's another knock against him. At the same time, it might be a good look that he gave all those minor leaguers $1,000 or whatever out of his own money. So he did that.
He's got a shield in a way.
Exactly. He did that, and then he opted out. But to me, I just think the whole baseball season in general, playing 60 games this year, is completely stupid. So forget about players opting in or out. They have the right to do so, and they're not going to get paid. So it's kind of like, all right, well, you don't want to play, we're not going to pay you. But I feel like this is what's going to happen here, and I like to use like the softball team analogy here is, you know, you try to set up a team for over the summer, guys come out like, yeah, I'll play, and then all of a sudden they start playing, it's hot, like they don't want to come out, they're not making any money, and at some point they're all going to back out. And, you know, I was listening to Jason Mastrodonato this morning from the Herald, and he's talking about it, saying, you know, basically that he thinks the season will start, but at some point it may not finish. And I don't know if people drop out of this thing and it becomes not interesting to actually watch the games because the players who you want to see aren't there. Like, I don't know, at some point, like, I'm even interested if the season will happen. And the second thing is, can they get their act together on this testing thing? Like, yesterday, people didn't even show up for some of the teams. Today, I believe the Astros, you know, had an issue with it. The Washington Nationals are having issues, not even getting results. Some of these people might even be together and they could be infected. They don't even know it. So, like, the more I look at it here, it's to the players if you want to opt out. Major League Baseball doesn't even have their act together when it comes to this.
Yeah, the testing thing is a complete cluster. I'm reading from Yahoo Sports. Frequent and timely COVID-19 testing was a big part of MLB's plan for a 60-game pandemic season. Things have not gone smoothly just one weekend into spring training summer camp. Oakland A's general manager Dave Forst reportedly frustrated and livid at multi-day delays in shipping and processing team COVID-19 tests, delays which are now pushing back the A's first full squad workout. Washington Nationals and Angels, at least two other identified teams also having significant issues with testing, and lack of communication from MLB is emerging as a common theme. So if I'm a player and, you know, I have minimal concerns because I've been told, you know, hey, you're going to test me on a day-to-day basis. We're going to, you know, do this the right way. And then I show up and it's like this and it's a complete cluster. Well, again, this is now something else. I'm like, wait a minute, you don't have this under control. And what's this really about? This is just a cash grab. You got to make sure that you have us out there. We got to play the season. And by the way, like, maybe I'm one of these players that also voted against this, and I was adamant about, you know, trying to stick it to the owners, and now it's going to work like this, and it's just a complete cluster. You know, screw. So, I look, again, a lot of people yesterday, like, oh, do the Price voice. Can you believe Price? What a bitch. Get on him. I'm not going to. Like, even if it's David Price, who I really didn't like his tenure here, and I thought he handled himself poorly. Even David Price, I don't blame him. If you show up and they don't have these tests ready and they can't get results for you, and you don't know, like you just said, Joe, the guy next to you might have it. You might bring it home to your kid or someone who's asthmatic, or maybe you have an older person in your house or something like that. Screw this. I'm not doing it. So no matter who it is, I'm not going to get on any player in their respective sports.
I think this is embarrassing for Major League Baseball. If it's not embarrassing enough that you've went back and forth to even start a season, The commissioner, who's a joke to begin with, has to get involved, and there's going to be a 60-game season. And when I hear Sam Kennedy actually say that, oh, at some point we hope to have fans in the stands, like, that's the reason why if I was a player, I'd be pissed. If you think there's going to be players in the stands and the owners are going to make money, which is the whole reason why this thing became a 60-game season, to me, I'd be pissed. But in 17 days, the Major League Baseball season is going to start. And they don't even have their crap together when it comes to testing players. Like, and then let's just hypothetically say, oh, now we need another 3 days for results, these instant results. This whole thing is going to be more than a dumpster fire. I'm going to watch this year because I think it's going to be so bad. I feel like the players aren't going to be healthy when they show up or even care. I hope they have cigarettes in their mouth I heard about, oh, they can't go to their mouth, or they can't spit or use, you know, seeds or anything like that. Like, I hope this season is a disaster because it will be entertaining to watch. But Major League Baseball looks like such a joke. 17 days to go and people haven't even been tested yet. That's why I think more people will opt out like Nick Markakis did today.
So you want to join the show, 617-779-0985. It's Jim and Joe Murray in for Felger and Maz today. So that's it. I just want to start by asking you, like, with the opt-outs that you're seeing throughout, you know, Major League Baseball, guys like David Price and then Gordon Hayward, who said he's going to leave the NBA's bubble in Orlando for the birth of his fourth child if the Celtics are still playing in their playoffs come September. I'm wondering if you guys are now starting to get a little bit, you know, aggravated at some of these players opting out, because at least, and I know social media is such a small percentage of the real world, but I feel like the rising tide, at least on Twitter, is that people are starting to get pissed because we're getting so close to these sports returning that people are getting a little upset, Joe. It's like, no, don't screw this up. I need my sports. And look, I want it too, selfishly. I think we want it here just in terms of having things to talk about. But also because, like, yeah, you know, it'd be great to take my mind off the, you know, what the hell's going on in the world. It feels like the end is happening on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis. So I get the frustration, but I don't know. I'm not that much of a selfish a-hole. I'm not going to get on any of these guys, even if I've gotten on them before for how they've handled themselves, like David Price or Gordon Hayward, who I think has been mostly a disappointment here. You know, he's going to have his wife's going to have a fourth kid come September. Celtics are still playing. I don't blame you, because I also don't really blame some of these guys, Joe, for looking at these returns as kind of fake. You know, I've actually, as one who is always quick to use the asterisk, like fake season, or that was the Bridgie Celtics going back some years ago, or, you know, putting it on the 2018 Red Sox there for a time. I wouldn't put an asterisk on any championship for any sport in the COVID year. You want to call it the COVID championship? Fine. But for the, I don't know, the mental wherewithal, the focus it will take for any of these guys, you know, for everything that's going on, the concerns, the fears, having people, you know, in their home that they may bring the virus home to, what's going on in terms, again, with Black Lives Matter, and maybe they want to have more of their focus there. If these teams and these players can show up and actually remain focused and focus on their job and actually win a championship, I think that might be one of the most impressive feats that ever happens in professional sports. So I won't put an asterisk on any of these championships. But I can understand why some guy can show up and be like, nah, no fans, shortened season. We don't really have a home court, home field advantage. This is all fake.
I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, right.
I'm not getting paid, especially in basketball. Like, they already made 80% of their money. The thing with Hayward for me, though, is this was supposed to be planned when they weren't even playing, right? I mean, maybe this would have been, you know, after the season or anything like that. It's hard for me to get on him, but at the same time, it's like another thing for Gordon Hayward. Like, they could be in the thick of things and he might not be there. And then when he comes back, he might have to spend time away from it. Like, it's just another thing to add to Hayward. But at the same time, because of what happened in the world, it's hard to get on him. But I agree with you, Jim. Like, when I look at it here, when it comes, I'll just keep it to baseball in general. Like, you have an out, so use it. Like, they gave these guys the out, and hey, if you don't want to play, and David Price, I believe, has children at home, and
yep,
you know, that's what
I
he's
think
citing.
The mother-in-law still lives with him.
Maybe that's right. Yeah. I mean, is Astro? I don't know if I don't
Astro
know.
Astro passed. Unfortunately.
Oh, that's unfortunate, man. So I don't know if there's a new Astro in there. Maybe Jetson. I don't know what he has for a dog name now, but they have the right to do it. And hey, this just coming out a minute ago, Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers just tested positive for the coronavirus. So that's a big name. You know, that's a guy that's going to be actually, for all the betting fans out there, one of the favorites to be the home run leader this year, which I believe the total was 19, which I'm going over. Hope somebody has it. But I know the way baseball's going, you're talking asterisk, I'm talking duct tape. Right? We're going to duct tape the season. So yeah, to your point, it might be great if they can even finish this damn thing. I don't think it will. I think that there'll be too many issues and they shut it down.
For baseball?
Yeah, or just everyone opts out and they're playing with, you know, scrub players in the end.
All right. Well, as sports are inching towards return, you have players opting out again, like David Price, Gordon Hayward saying his wife's going to deliver their fourth child in September. Celtics still playing. He's out. So how does that make you feel? Because I'm starting to get the feeling, at least on Twitter, which I know is just a small sample size, but people are like, well, sports are coming back. You guys got to play. You got to play. I need my sports. And these guys are opting out. So I want to take the temperature of you, the people. You're mad that some of these guys are starting to opt out of their respective sports. 617-779-0985. It's Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Felger and Mass.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mass, 985, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
But the biggest thing, you know, my decision is, you know, we play this game for the fans. And, you know, to be able to go out there on a daily basis and compete and entertain for them, you know, that's what it's all about. And to have to go out there and not have them part of that, and it's tough. And I think that was kind of my ultimate decision. You know, we play for the fans, and to take them out of the equation, you know, it's tough. And I think that was kind of like the blow for me. I mean, I knew coming into it that was going to be, but until you actually get into the situation and you go there and experience it, you know, I think it changes things. But, you know, I love the game. I hate to see it the way it's going right now. But, you know, that's the way things have to be. And, you know, I love it. But I think the decision that I'm making to sit it out this year and be with my family, you know, it makes it tough. But I think that's the right decision for myself and my family.
So that was a portion of the Braves' Nick Markakis, who opted out of the 60-game MLB season today. It's Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Felger and Maz today on a re-entry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. And so he mentions the fans there, which, like, I respect any of these guys' decisions not to play because of safety. I say that, like, I mean that in any of these sports. But I couldn't disagree with him more in regard to the fans because, like, oh, big whoop. Like, there's not going to be fans at the stadium where the Braves play. It doesn't mean that, you know, your hardcore baseball fans, your Matt McCarthy's of the world, Joe, that they're not going to be still as dialed in as they would be. Like, they're still going to watch. So that part was like, okay, that just seems sappy to me. But, you know, he did also talk, and I shortened it because it was like a two-minute clip. I didn't want to waste your time with it too much. But, you know, he does talk about concerns about his family's safety. Four Braves players have tested positive in recent days, one of which is one of their stars, Freddie Freeman, and he talked about how this thing knocked the hell out of him, the COVID-19. So, you know, that I can respect more. Like, hey, you talk to one of these guys, and he did say in a portion of this that he talked to Freddie Freeman, and he's like, oh, whoa, it opened my eyes. Like, this thing can be serious for some people. It's not just, oh, well, you know, you see all the cases going up, and so many people, oh, I'm asymptomatic, I'm fine, it's time to party. That's not the case for a lot of these guys. Freddie Freeman got the bejesus knocked out of him, Von Miller of the Denver Broncos, so that could be eye-opening for a lot of guys. So if that's the case, Nick Markakis is why he's opting out, like, I don't blame him at all. So want to take the temperature of you, the people, though, because we're trying to get inch back to sports. You know, we're getting close. The Red Sox are now having their de facto spring training over at Fenway Park that started up this weekend. We're getting close. You're having guys opt out here a lot in the last 72 hours or so. So I want to know if you hold that against him at 617-779-0985. We'll start with Matt in the truck. You're first up here on a re-entry Monday on Felger and Maz. Hey, Matt.
How's it going, Murray Squid?
Hi.
I do kind of have a problem with some of these guys backing out. Because you got somebody like David Price, right, who's going to be working maybe 11 days out of 70 and making $1 million a start. I'm working 12 days since this whole COVID start in a 14-day period just so I can put food on my table for my children and my wife and stuff like that. And he's opting out because he's afraid and stuff like that. But the small people that are making like $20 an hour are doing it, not just me, all you guys too, are going out into the public every day dealing with people that we don't know that have it or not. So I'm sure there's other people like me that feel the same way. I'll hang up now and listen to what you guys have to say.
Thanks, Matt. So that frustration I get, you know, it's, I was more looking to hear from people that are, you know, you're just a hardcore sports fan. You feel like we're inching towards getting back here with some of these sports and you feel ripped off. But in that case, well, I don't blame that guy for being mad at some of these guys. Yeah. Like, for the money, those are typically the guys you hear, Joe, that say, like, I would do that job for free. You know, people right now that are working 15, 16 bucks an hour, 20 bucks an hour, whatever it is, driving a truck, you work in a supermarket, like, I'm sure you don't love it and having to deal with the public and you don't know who's got it and who doesn't, and it's, you know, nonstop paranoia. So if you're pissed at these guys for opting out, I get it.
Yeah, these guys are in a union. Like, you know, I'm sorry, but like, listen, I want to go back to work at some point too. I'm not full time at this station. I don't have a contract, but at some point, like, everyone's going to be back here and I'm going to be looking for work again. So, like, you know, when it comes to baseball, like, these guys aren't going to get the service time. They're not going to get paid and they're going to come back next year and have another year, but the game's going to suck. Like, for those who love the game and want to watch it, it's going to suck. Like, again, like, I don't know who some of these players are on the Red Sox to begin with. It reminds me of Major League, the original first year, you know, that first year. But I don't know. They have 17 days to clean this up, and there are teams that haven't had workouts yet. That's going to be a bad product, and I think at some point, like, it's going to be entertaining for me to watch because I think the product isn't going to be great.
Steve in Peabody, you're next here on Felger and Mez. Hey, Steve.
Good afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm looking at it a little bit different way with the players opting out. They sign contracts to play, which I understand. They opt out a year. Do you think the owners should be able to force them to make up that skipped year? Because they got their contracts based on so many years. And that's regardless of the sport. Although I do know in football, nothing's guaranteed. I'd just like to get your thoughts on that.
So if they're opting out, that you would force them? I mean, you can't really force them to do anything. Like, it's just, I mean, these circumstances we're living in are so extreme and unprecedented. You can't treat them like, you know, an indentured servant and be like, no, you still owe me a year. You know, you just, I guess, try to recoup some of the money. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is there, but I don't think you can force someone to do a job that they don't really want to do, especially given the circumstance.
David Price will be back on his deal without any service time next year.
Right.
Like, that's what's going to happen. Again, like, I mean, I do look at it right here. All of us are looking at it like, oh, the Red Sox probably won that trade, right? Oh, Mookie Betts could play for half of this year, be a free agent, and come back. Like, I don't know. Now that we opened up these calls, I don't know if I want to hear. I want to hear the baseball people. Are you enjoy? Are you actually excited for a season to start in 17 days? Like, it's cool what happened over at Fenway Park. Everyone's got their own luxury suite and everything like that. But yeah, make these guys play. They don't have to. They were given the choice to get paid or not.
Tom in Newton on players testing positive. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys, I just want to weigh in on this topic of all these guys testing positive, and also, you know, the other side of it, which is, you know, a lot of these guys saying that they don't want to play. And I mean, I feel like a lot of these guys are not, you know, as cautious about this thing as they lead you to believe. They're not, you know, social distancing and wearing the mask and everything, because if they were, you wouldn't be see them testing positive in the numbers that they are. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, Jim, as you've put it, are, you know, still, you know, tuning up floozies from Instagram and partying and doing their thing. And if they weren't, you wouldn't be seeing all these guys testing positive. And I feel like the reason a lot of these guys say they don't want to play might not necessarily be because of coronavirus, but because they don't want to have to change their lifestyle and shut it down for however many months. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and so if a guy was honest about that, and they probably wouldn't be because of the blowback, Joe, I would respect it, but I'd be a little bit pissed. It's like, oh, I just don't want to be inconvenienced of living in the bubble for 3 months, or I'm an NBA player, I don't want to be trapped in Orlando for 3 months, or if I'm single in Orlando, like, where am I going to get mine? Am I going to be able to swipe right on Tinder or Bumble and have a floozy show up or something like that? You know, like, if a guy said it, I'd respect the honesty, but I'd be a little bit pissed. It's like, dude, do you really care about your job that much? Apparently not.
I don't think we've heard one person mention the travel, right? I mean, you're going to be traveling on an airplane, going to different states. What's happening in the world? Like, hey, if you throw that one at me, I'm going to be like, you know what, dude? You're right, man. Probably don't want to do that either. Hey, I'd love to go to Vegas right now. I'm not going to Vegas. It's something I'm just not going to do right now. Maybe the airplane's the healthiest place to be in the world, but these guys aren't saying that. They're bringing up, you know, personal issues at home. That's fine. That's their own thing. But I don't know. The more I look at it, I'm thinking about what's going to happen on the baseball field, and I don't know if we're going to see happy campers out there.
Are you that? So I know of at least three or four people that have gone since everything's kind of opened back up-ish to Las Vegas. And they said it's, you know, there's clearly not as many people there, but it's pretty much business as usual. And they've had a good time.
Yeah,
so are you just that concerned you don't want to jump on a plane?
Just right now. You know, like, what's, I don't know. It's just for right now, like, I'm going to wear a mask when I go out, and I'm going to go to places I want, and maybe I'll choose to eat somewhere inside instead of outside. it's all a choice at this point, or you know, like you mentioned, Jim, but for me right now, it's just that I don't need to go to Vegas. I can find other ways to have fun.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, I was definitely kind of like COVID hardo there for a while, and then I was like, oh, if you had a game tonight, I'm going.
Yeah.
Restaurants, open them up.
Hey, if I can get on a boat in Lake Winnipesaukee, I'm in, okay?
Right.
If I can go hang out at the beach, I'm going to go do that. But I'm going to do it safely, and I'm just going to... But again, if it was the winter and we were cooped up, maybe I might want to get out and go on a Caribbean vacation or something to that degree.
So. The whole thing's just a roller coaster of madness. It's every day is different. Every minute is different. And how the hell I feel about everything in the world, Joe. It's just so damn frustrating. I come back from a week's vacation. I'm not the least bit rested either. I'm not. 617-779-0985 is the number if you want to join the show. I want to try to take your temperature about as we inch closer to the return of sports, especially baseball. You get players opting out left and right. You mad at them? 617-779-0985. And this baseball seems more screwed up than ever. As they try to return, NFL seems like there may not even be a preseason. We'll touch on that. There is one sport that is getting it right, and that's the NHL. We'll touch on that next after the Sports Up headlines with Joe Murray.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Not complaining.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass on a re-entry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Mike and Tony off. It's summertime. Vacation time is going to be used. So it's Jim Murray and Joe Murray, the Murray tag team here with you.
We are not family, even though people have asked.
Right. That's true. But
We might be. We just, I don't know. We got to pull up the old, I guess, family tree. Two sides of the world, though. Boston, Melrose.
23andMe. Maybe we have to look into that. Yeah. But we do have a shared love of all things food and good times and drinking.
So that's right.
So as baseball is stumbling back to return and you have opt-outs, a lot here in the last like 48, 72 hours, including David Price, which is maybe the biggest name. Nick Markakis is today of the Braves. Players testing positive for COVID-19 left and right. So feels like I don't know, we're stumbling back here as these sports trying to get going. I do feel like the NHL more than any of these other sports, Joe, has kind of got this thing right. So you hear over the weekend that they have finally confirmed, or maybe it was even go back to late last week, that they have found their hub cities. It's going to be Toronto and Edmonton. They're getting the hell out of the United States, which, you know, when they first started talking about their return, I thought was something they might want to look into in the first place. And that was around when they were looking at maybe Las Vegas or Columbus and some of these other cities. And that's when a lot of the protesting and things were happening. And it really felt like things were spinning out of control in certain cities. I wondered if I was a player, like, would I want to be around any of this? Like, I don't know, say a bus gets attacked. Like, I know I'm being a little bit overdramatic, but, like, things were crazy there. So it's like, get the hell out of the United States. Take this thing to Canada, where they truly care about that sport the most. So they've settled on Toronto and Edmonton, and now, of course, you have the surge in COVID numbers, too, in this country. So that seems like the smart thing. But I've also, correct me if I'm wrong, like, I haven't heard from any other NHL players, like some of these other sports, that guys are opting out or they're concerned. It's the NHL is just... they're doing their tests. They're getting these guys back. It seems like they're the ones that are on pace to actually get this their sport back and get this thing going.
And they're the ones that are going last. Dude, it's so weird. When the pandemic started, the only sport that was going was UFC. And I know people who listen to the show probably aren't UFC fans, but Dana White came out and said, nobody wants to be the first to come back. And here is baseball, probably going to be the first to come back. Look at the issues they're having trying to get to something together in 25 days here now. The MLS, they're going to be dealing with some stuff in Orlando right now. But as of now, it's on track to get going in a couple of days here. But when it comes to, you know, hockey, like, we've heard nothing, not a peep. Literally, like, we heard Vegas, right? Was going to be one of the cities. That doesn't happen.
I felt like that was a lock.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the corona rate went up there. I thought they only expanded the playoffs for the NHL to get Canadian teams in. Like, all right, yeah, let's Montreal come in and Toronto. And that will, because that's good for business, right? Getting those Canadian teams, that will help. Now you put hockey in Canada in August. Like, I'm curious what the numbers will be. Will this be good for hockey? Like, is this something they should consider for the future? I don't know here. But as far as sicknesses go, a Bruins player did test positive. We don't know who.
Right.
But nobody else. No one ever. I think all these guys want to win. I think it's because of the way the game, man, right? Basketball players already got their money. Baseball, well, we can just give up a year. Hockey is like, no, we want to go out and play now and win the championship. And so far, right, we haven't heard anything yet, but things have been very quiet. And in some way, Jim, that's scary to me. Like, it makes me feel like they're keeping things really under tip. They don't want to get anything out there. I hope we see hockey, but at the same time, I thought that might have been the one sport we don't see because maybe playing in the summertime.
Yeah, and now it feels like it might be the one sport that actually does end up returning and actually playing out their string and actually having crowning a Stanley Cup champion. Reading from Emily Kaplan of ESPN as to one of the reasons that they chose Edmonton over Las Vegas, she asked a prominent Western Conference player about that last week, said, Edmonton, not exactly Las Vegas. Do you think that's going to be a factor in some guys not wanting to play? Because apparently they have players have until 5 o'clock tomorrow to notify teams that they're going to opt out. It's part of the agreement for the return to play. Players are going to be given the ability to opt out, no questions asked. They have tomorrow until 5. So you would think, I've never been to Edmonton. I don't know about you, but I always thought that was kind of like the Worcester of Canada. And you would want to go to Las Vegas because there's more things at your fingertips to keep yourself occupied with, even if you're trapped in a hotel. You at least get to maybe play some cards or some slots or whatever. So the guy said, the location of the hub has not been a consideration for any of the guys I talked to. If we went to Las Vegas, it's not like the guys were really expecting to be able to go play cards at the Cosmo or whatever. The only reason guys are going to opt out is for health, personal, or for family reasons. At the end of the conversation, he added, hockey guys just aren't divas like that. So it's kind of like what you're talking about. Like, I don't know. NHL players are a different breed, man. Like, I think that they truly do care about their sport maybe more than any other professional athlete. There is a real camaraderie there. There's not a lot of a-holes. A lot of Canadians, and they're kind by nature. So, yeah, I just think it's about wanting to get back and, it, you know, trying to get this thing through, trying to get back on ice and figure out how the hell this thing is going to work out and find a champion.
You mentioned tipping the cap to baseball players getting this thing done, or if it did done, you look at the NHL right now. Like, I was already talking asterisk. I was already saying if Tuukka Rask won a Stanley Cup, nope, it wasn't a full season. It wasn't a real season. And it, you know, or if he doesn't lose, it's kind of like, he couldn't even do it, you know, with being the best team in the league. Like, there's no win for Tuukka, I think, whatsoever. But now I look at this, all right, nice little tournament in the mix, you know, kind of a round robin to begin with. And then all these guys dedicated to get this thing done, you know, people are not opting out at full strength. Now I tip my cap for that one. I definitely, what do you call the caps in, what do you call a cap in Canada there? I don't know if we call them a beret, I don't know, the Mountie hat, or I don't know.
Chapeau.
But, yeah, that's right. I would definitely tip my cap, but I'm still nervous. Things are too quiet. Like no news is good news sometimes, but I'm still a little nervous about, because I don't, what else if people, it drops tomorrow, people don't want to play, you know, they have concerns. I think maybe Canada is one of the last places you have concerns.
Mike and Nashua, you're next here on Felger and Maz with Jim and Joe Murray today. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, so I'm with you, Jim. You know, the guys can opt out if they want. I need games. Give me the games, you know. You guys are probably too young to remember the football strike, but I watched the replacement players. I mean, the game was lousy, quality of play, but it was the game. Just, I can't watch any more Hallmark movies. Just play sports, please.
But you're not holding any ill will against a David Price or Gordon Hayward come September if the Celtics are in the playoffs. You don't even care if it's like bench guys that are playing. You just want to see the return.
Bring McHale and Bird back from the old folks home. I don't care who plays. You know, yeah, I just want to see some sports.
I got you, Mike. I'm with you. And it's not just selfishly because of the job and we need things to talk about, too. I feel like I've watched all of Netflix. all of Hulu. I've run out of things to watch, Joe. There's only so much 90 Day Fiancé that I can take, and I generally like the show with my wife.
Yeah. Girl Meets Farm is what I've come across of late, and I can't believe I just said that on the air. But listen, I gamble. This is what I do. We do a gambling show here. We were like at the height. March Madness was going to happen. The whole world just fell apart. I'd love sports to come back, too. I want it to come back, but at the same time, I'd rather have a quality game than putting something together in 25 days like baseball. But again, I'm going to watch. It's the most we've talked about baseball in a long time, and I just think it's going to be a dumpster fire, but I'm going to get my popcorn ready. It's something I want to see.
Have the numbers shifted? And again, I feel like people should know at this point, but if not, again, Joe is one half of the Bankroll Boys. You can always check out their podcast. And of course, Saturday mornings here on the Sports Hub, he and Dan Lifshatz. Have numbers shifted in terms of who the favorite is for, you know, who's going to be the World Series champion? Like, who's the favorite right now?
It's funny you say that. Dodgers and Yankees are the favorites.
Okay.
I haven't looked today since the David Price news. But that's interesting. The Red Sox win total's 31.5. And that means the Rays are just a little bit ahead of them. So, as far as the totals go, they're the favorites. But for me, I would go with a team that, you know, like a team like the A's, right? Guys who just don't have a lot of payroll. I like the Yankees should show up and beat everybody. We know Tanaka got hurt, but they should show up. The Dodgers should be the best team. But the more I look at it, do you want to go with guys who maybe don't care, who aren't getting paid, with really not a lot to prove, with a lot of pressure because they should win? Or go after a team like the A's, or I'm just throwing the Reds out there, or the Twins, or somebody else who are up-and-comers with not big contracts? Those are the teams that I'm going to be at least putting some action on to win a championship.
Okay. We have our long commercial-free segment coming up next. It wasn't just David Price as a former Red Sox player that was making headlines over the weekend. Pablo Sandoval did as well. We'll get to that story coming up next here on Felger and Mass.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, Sports Hub app.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Not a good weekend for sanctimonious sports Twitter, which I feel like is a overabundance lately. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 Sports Hub, presented by DraftKings, simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, it being a re-entry Monday, presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Mike and Tony today. So there was a tweet by Peter King in regard to the hot dog eating contest, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on 4th of July. I don't know if you saw that, Joe. He rightfully took a beating for where, he was being all uppity and Peter King-esque about it because that's what he does, saying that he never have and never will watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. ESPN celebrates the birthday of our country by airing a gluttonous, vomitous, and grotesque event. Eating is not a sport. Competitive eating is a sin. Well, I guess technically he's right about that. Gluttony is a sin, Peter, you big nana. Oh, God, he's just the absolute worst. But this is a guy who also celebrates. I don't read him anymore just because he's like Mike Florio. I can't. My blood pressure goes up because it's like the finger wagging and you sanctimonious DB. Like, enough. I can't. And you just give me a take. Sure. Have some opinion on it. But don't tell me how to live my life. But I just find it, I find it hypocritical because this is the same guy that for years reading his, 10 things I think where he's ready to, pimp Allagash White or whatever beer he's into or restaurant that he's gone to. It's like, No, you too celebrate being a gluttonous pig, Peter. There's nothing wrong with that much. And not only that, not that I'm like into the 4th of July Nathan's hot dog eating contest that much, Joe. I don't know if you bet on it because I know you're a degenerate and you have the, you know, going to half of the bankroll boys. I know people do. But those guys take that thing seriously. That Kobayashi kid, like, literally trains for months for this thing. He can probably, you know, outrun me and certainly can out-train me. Like, it's not like they just show up and it's like, oh, how much can I eat? Like, no, those competitive eaters, especially someone like Kobayashi, like, they take that thing real seriously. They train for it. It might not be a sport, but it's a legitimate competition. So, oh, God, I didn't think it could get worse than that. Oh, but it did. Pablo Sandoval, big boy. He shows up for the San Francisco Giants, taking grounders at third base. And we know this because a photo popped up that went viral over the weekend, courtesy of Andrew Baggerly, who covers the San Francisco Giants for The Athletic. Now, if you look at this photo, and I don't think we have we don't have the approval to show it, but you can find it for yourself. Just search Pablo Sandoval.
It looks like me playing third base.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
it looks like me playing third base. And he's a professional athlete.
Yeah, so that's one thing. Look, Pablo Sandoval is supposed to be a professional athlete. We all know. We've had chuckles here. Remember when his belt burst? Like, it's Pablo Sandoval. We know what Pablo Sandoval looks like, what he's all about. He does not look like he is in shape. He has certainly put on the COVID-19. So this guy tweets this photo who covers the team for a reason. He's looking for a reaction, right? Can we agree on that? Like, oh, okay, yeah. Here's Pablo. He's fat and out of shape. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Let's have a... Even I saw it. I didn't, like, chuckle like out loud, but I was like, oh, figures, because Pablo Sandoval, I think, doesn't really give a rat's ass about his job. He's got his money. He's got his World Series championships. That's it. Like, shows up, you know, now he can just half-ass it and be a complete out-of-shape slob and when he's supposed to be a professional athlete. This Andrew Baggerly, when I just didn't think it could get any worse than Peter King, this is why I hope, Joe, and I don't know if you feel this way, like, I don't ever want to be lumped in with, like, when people say, like, oh, sports media, you're one of sports, like, nah, I love sports, I'm definitely more radio guy than anything else, I'm just kind of here trying to hope to get laughs more than anything else, love sports, happen to find myself into this format of radio, but don't ever lump me in with, like, harump, harump sports media. Like that, I get my backup about that because I don't ever want to be lumped in with an Andrew Baggerly who posts that photo for a reason because he's trying to get clicks and laughs and then follows it up with, because our own, you know, our beloved Jared Carrabas of Barstool Sports then had his fun with it. And then because now Barstool is like now bad apparently to the world, this Andrew Baggerly writes the following. After viewing the reaction to the photo of Pablo Sandoval I shared yesterday, I'd like to express a few things. Start with this. Denigrating or dehumanizing anyone for their weight or appearance is totally unacceptable. No actual, and he puts it in quotes, journalist would write a story with a headline of so-and-so is a fat effing POS, like Jared did for laughs, because it's a comedy site, Barstool. There's no call for mean spiritus, especially now. We don't know what people are dealing with. We can't judge how they may or may not be dealing with the anxieties in their lives. Let's all strive to be kinder for each other and have an ounce of understanding. And on and on and on and on it goes of just like this sanctimonious finger-wagging BS. And you hypocrite, a-hole, you posted the photo because you were trying to get laughs. You know why you posted it. You know why you posted it. And then he comes with this. I just... Really, what it comes down to, I only have myself to blame, Joe. Like, I got to get off social media. I hate it because I need it for the job, and it is addicting. It's as addicting as it is terrible. But I see this, and my blood boils. It's like, you disingenuous piece of garbage. You know why you posted that photo. You got the reaction you wanted, and then you kind of felt bad about it because one of the Barstool guys, because now Barstool's been demonized, and Barstool bad by all the blue check marks, because Jared ended up getting some clicks out of it and writing a good column on it because he's looking for laughs. Now it's demonized. Like, you want to demonize anyone that actually had a laugh at the photo? Like, I just... People have lost their minds. People like this Andrew Baggerly have completely lost their minds. Like, dude, you know what you did. Just own it. Just own it.
Yep. Hey, listen, I'll be the first guy. I can take a fat joke, okay? We can all big guys. I'm sure Pablo Sandoval showed up to camp that day and like, hey, man, you've really been working out, huh? I bet you he took jabs all weekend. You're right. He posted that story to get clicks and for people to talk, that photo to get stories and people to click and talk about it. And I did see every single reaction was, look how fat Pablo Sandoval is. That thing was all over the place. It was probably trending worldwide. Yeah, I agree with you. And then that going at people, I get it. I think going fat jokes is so stupid. It's so third grade, whatever. Then why'd you post it, man? Like, you didn't have to do it. Maybe you could have put another subtitle. Hey, Pablo, trying to come back as a pitcher this year or something like that, because he has done that. He did that last year. By the way, on the Peter King thing, do not disrespect the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Do you know what the betting handle was for that day? July 4th is one. That's one of the biggest events to gamble on in the world, in the country. Like, dude, I think there was like, I want to say there was almost like $2 million bet on that.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the over was 72 and a half hot dogs, and then it went up to 74 and a half. He hit 75 hot dogs. Like, that. What says 4th of July more than a hot dog eating contest? What do you do on 4th of July? You drink and you eat. All of a sudden, it's gluttonous. This thing's been going on for years. I'm insulting Peter King. And you know what, Jim? I'm going to say it. Ready? Oh, I can't wait. Stick to football. Like, that's one of those things when you see a guy like him, stick to football.
Yeah, it's I just don't understand this, like, white knighting that's going on by certain people in sports media, like him and Mike Florio. Now this Andrew Bagley, again, his last tweet, too. Mostly I'm disgusted by the ugliness and fat-shaming from the media entities, again, he uses quotes, that co-opted the tweet into a mean-spirited content for clicks. I'd encourage those folks to do some soul-searching and personal growth. And until that happens, stop calling themselves journalists. You think Jared, like, wants to call himself a journalist?
No.
And you know him, Joe.
I don't think he does. Like, we go out with the kid. He never looks at himself like that.
Like, and not only that, he's a nice dude. Like, he ain't a bad guy. And again, they're a comedy website. They're looking for laughs. Do they swing and miss sometimes? Yes. Do I? Certainly have. I've said some things that have been regrettable in the past, too. Like, but I know we're living in crazy, crazy oversensitive times right now, but I am continuing to be amazed by how people have lost it. People have completely lost it. Like, you know, I'm out of shape. You want to make fun of my weak chin, big nose? Like, have at it. Like, same. Like, you know, people will take fat cracks at you, Joe. Like, you know, but
doesn't bother me.
You're also not like a humorless DB that's like, oh God, no, like, oh, how like, you take it in stride. You know, some stuff might annoy you. Yeah, it happens. But like, this Andrew Bagley, the post of this photo, like, dude, you know what your intention was. You. It turned on you, and then it got co-opted by Jared of Barstool, and now again, Barstool bad. So then it became this thing like, oh, no, I have to look like the white knight here. I didn't mean that. I'm one of the good ones. Like, Jesus, what are we doing? What are we doing? People need to calm the hell down and lighten up.
I agree with you. And listen, Pablo Sandoval stinks. He's not even a good player.
Right.
Like he's not Buster Posey. He's not one of these other guys, Longoria, whatever. He's like literally the 26th man on their team now. Like, he was there last year. Like, I told you, he pitched. He was a pitcher last year for a period of time. But he had a little bit of a comeback. But, like, the worst player on the team, they post a picture about it. Of course you did it for the yucks. And he's probably there today like, yes, it worked.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, when you get outdone by, you know, Peter, you top Peter King in terms of being like a sanctimonious douchebag. Like, you have had a bad weekend. So, bad weekend for you there, Andrew Baggerly. I just wanted to talk about that for a minute because it really pissed me off yesterday. Okay, we have our long commercial-free segment here. It's Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Felger and Maz. Joe is going to get caught up with the Sports Hub headlines, including some breaking news on Patrick Mahomes. Then I want to turn to the newest Patriots quarterback, Cam Newton. I only got to talk about him for 4 hours last Monday, then I went on vacation. So talk about Cam Newton coming up next. You want to join us, 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.